I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, arepa. A high-pitched voice called out, "Arepa, arepa, arepa de maíz!" The parade of the three kings was heading our way, and our son was marching with his South Miami High School band. Justin normally played the viola back in those days, but he surprised me as he hefted a huge drum and beat on it with energy and precision while he and his bandmates proceeded in musical celebration past us. Tears of pride fell on my chest. Many years have passed since that day, but that parade remains very important to our Cuban community, and that it was begun when Castro outlawed Christmas, as well as the Three Kings parades in Cuba in the early 1970s. Little children around me were busy throwing exploding ball-type firecrackers against the hot pavement of Cayocho. I moved my wife Janet and myself toward a slightly quieter spot in the shade of a building as a steady hunger now beat in me. The eager multi-ethnic street vendors were hawking variously interesting, enticing, and aromatic things. Clouds of hot smoke wafted over their simple portable kitchens as they shifted food over their grills and griddles. In one stall, oversized wooden skewers laden with marinated meats, including lamb and beef, were being tended to by some Argentines in festive cowboy hats. Fat, dripping, porky sausages on buns caught my attention next, and I could see Janet's eyes widening, too. Classic twice-fried tostones with a choice of salsas became a consideration. So many choices, but I always like to begin a wandering street feast like this one by laying down a foundation with the earthy Indian-Latino mixture known as arepa. Arepa are made simply from corn-based flour, milk, butter, and a generous supply of cheese. The fire of a cortadito would be wonderful and not so nerve-rattling with arepa settling into my previously empty belly. There's a liberating aspect to eating outside on the street, a cardinal energy that simply isn't felt in the tranquility of a restaurant where you sit down and put a napkin on your lap. The immediacy of it, the energy, the proximity of customer to cook, it's a dance with seduction, decision, transaction, and gratification. We've moved far past the thinking that fine cooking comes from restaurants with white tablecloths. The food truck phenomena has hit a nerve. I'm happy about this democratization of the food experience in America. I've sat around with a group of other chefs operating restaurants that take a staff of 40 and heard most of them say the same thing. I think I'm just going to open up a food truck and return to my roots, man. On that day of the Three Kings Parade, I envisioned what I might do with an arepa-based food truck. The great food writer, Elizabeth Lambert Ortiz, tells us that the arepa are unique in the world of bread since they are made with cooked flour. Dried corn kernels are boiled with lime to loosen the skins. Then the kernels are drained and ground and, if not for immediate use, are dried and packaged as flour. It fascinates me how ancient cultures figured out all of these things about corn, and we are luckier for it. That Sunday in Cayocho, I was one of the lucky ones. It was great to see my son with his big drum marching down the street in his Sergeant Pepper uniform. Maybe I was not one of the Three Kings, but I was sure feeling like one. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.